Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack McDowell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ernie Young. Batting second. The second baseman, Brent Gates. Batting third. The third baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The DH, George Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jose Herrera. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Don Vengard. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Giambi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Young strikes out. 1 out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gates hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gates scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Murray moves to third. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Plantier hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Plantier. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco strikes out. There goes Lofton. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vengert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herrera hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Herrera. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Herrera steals second. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. 1 out. Brandt Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates hits a line drive towards third. Tommy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Giambi reaches second base with a double. Herrera scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Plantier is 0-for-1 in the game. Plantier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tomey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lofton bunts towards third. Giambi fields it and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to second. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Plantier. Franco reaches second base with a double. Vizquel scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Herrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Herrera moves to second. 1 out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gates for the out. Herrera moves to third. 2 outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Giambi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Van Poppel now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on 4. Murray moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Giambi fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plantier is 0-for-2 in the game. Plantier strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. 1 out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Lofton steals third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berga reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Herrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Taylor now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive towards third. Giambi catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-3 in the game. Gates bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Giambi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Giambi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Giambi reaches second base with a double. Young scores. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Eric Plunk now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giambi scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Torrey Lovelo pinch runs for Mark McGuire. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plantier is 0-for-3 in the game. Plantier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lovelo moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Lovelo trying to get to home. Ramirez throws the ball into Alomar who tags Lovelo who's trying to score from second, for the out. Plantier moves to second. Two outs. Alan Battle pinch runs for Phil Plantier. Jim Poole now pitching. Geronimo Baroa pinch hits for George Williams. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baroa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Battle scores. Steinbach moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Torrey Lovelo now playing first base. Alan Battle now playing left field. Mike Moeller now pitching. Scott Laos pinch hits for Jim Tomey. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laos strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moeller fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.